And settling now into our sitting postures. Taking good care that we're comfortable, yet alert and wakeful. There's an upright dignity. Remembering your intentions, your aspirations for being here today. What were they? Letting them guide you and inform you to be present for this moment, this moment, this moment. And allowing, if you will, some nice full breaths. Connecting with breathing. And then when you're ready, just settling in to abiding with the breathing. Noticing each in-breath, each out-breath. Coming back as attention wanders. Where is it easy and pleasant to feel breathing? Can you rest your awareness there? Might be the nostrils, it might be the chest, the belly, the back. What can you notice about this in-breath? What qualities are showing? And engaging that, if you will, with each in-breath. What is unique here? Is it long? Is it short? Is it tight? Is it soft? Wide? Narrow? What can you notice about each out-breath? What qualities are showing? Each breath unique, each moment unique. Can you notice the precise moment that the out-breath ends? Feeling the ending of the out-breath. If it helps, you can place a hand on your belly or your chest. You might notice there's a little space at the end of the out-breath before the beginning of the in-breath. Can you feel that little space, that transition, that pivot point? It's a way to deepen awareness into breathing. Become fresh in the moment. And feeling the beginning of the in-breath. Can you notice when it begins? you notice the moment when the in-breath ends? Just gently bringing attention back as it wanders. The moment you notice it's wandered, you're awake, you're aware, it's a gift. And again, there's a little space at the end of the in-breath before the out-breath begins. Can you notice that little gap? And then aware of the beginning of the out-breath. And so we can continue to practice by bringing our attention to endings and beginnings and endings of out-breath and in-breath, and the wee spaces in between, a way to deepen awareness. And as you've been practicing with mindfulness of breathing, beginnings and endings, there may have been some difficulties that have shown themselves, some troubling situation in your life that keeps popping up, something that you'd like to give a little mindful attention to with a rain practice. Otherwise, you can continue with practicing with mindfulness of breathing. But if you'd like to do a rain practice, remember to first get really grounded. Really feel body in your posture. And then recognizing what the issue is, giving it a name perhaps. And then allowing it to be here right now. Okay, I'll let you in. I'll allow you to be here in mindful awareness with kindness. And then really investigate the eye of rain. Feel it through the body, how it's showing. Let go of the story. And just feel the experiences through the body. Breathing in and out of any regions where it's very strong. Not to fix or change, but to deepen the attention. All the while knowing the end of rain, that whatever it is not permanent. It's not always so. The end of rain can invite us to nurture ourselves as well, soothing touch, soothing words. And so practicing with rain in the silence or continuing with breathing. Bringing the attention back to body as it wanders off whatever you're investigating and ground again. Knowing you can return to the rain practice at any point, investigate this difficulty again. Many of our life difficulties need our mindful, focused awareness on a number of occasions to help us move through them. And so wrapping up your rain practice and grounding in the body and returning to noticing breathing, beginnings and endings, endings and beginnings. Knowing whatever this difficulty is, it too has had its beginnings. beginning and will have its ending, as do all things. And if it helps you, you might expand awareness around the breathing and feel the breath in the whole body. Taking care of body, of this heart, mind, nicely grounded, offering soothing touch as need be. We can also attend to beginnings and endings by hearing sounds. And so in the next few minutes, let's just shift our object of mindful awareness to the hearing, noticing the sounds as they come and go, how they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Sound of your breathing, body sounds, sound from the room, outside, my voice, the bells. And taking any benefit from this practice of noticing endings and beginnings of breathing, of sounds, taking any benefits into the next moments of our day together. What was helpful here? Was there any little letting go that happened, even if just for a moment? To begin anew, we must first let go. And so the practice may have helped exercise the letting go muscle. And dedicating any benefits from the practice to yourself and to all whose lives you touch. And listening to the end of the bells to finish off this practice and to begin the next one.